T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just received confirmation that Thomas Ryan, coach of Dorman High School, will be joining us at 4:20 in the very next segment, so we look forward to bringing that to you. Lonzo, do you think I should ask him Steven's question? Is he willing?
I don't.
That's right on the line. Yeah. It's right on the line of what I would consider asking him or not.
I don't think he'd be allowed to answer it.
It definitely wouldn't
if it was the opposite.
I'm thinking, so Steven wants me to ask Dorman coach Thomas Ryan if he would please become the head coach of Clemson basketball and follow his star pupil there, PJ Hall. So I'm going to try to figure out a diplomatic way that I could ask the same thing.
Right now it's kind of tampering, isn't it?
But there's no tampering in high school and college. We'll see. All right, let's get to Harold, who is up next here on the show. Harold has an idea for a bet for Lonzo and I. If you're just joining us, I'm saying that LeBron James is going to soar past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's only 4,500 points down. Listeners have pointed out that playoff points do not count towards the total points. And Lonzo's saying, despite his man crush on LeBron James that borders on an actual crush, that he's actually not going to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. You know, Lonzo and I, we're all about bets. You know, Lonzo throws a ginger ale drinking contest so I would get sick and he doesn't. Lonzo's taken me out to dinner to pay up a bet, and I had to look like a dirty old man wearing a mustache for an entire week when I had pneumonia, all thanks to Lonzo. He's just one big freaking ray of sunshine. Harold joins us right now on the line. What's up, Harold? What's your idea?
I'm going to sit here laughing. Listen, there's got to be more than that mustache. Listen, I thought that was a joke about the mustache. Now, here, this is going to separate the men from the boys. Who do you dislike the most, Florida State or South Carolina, if Will Muschamp is still coaching?
Okay, so say the one that I do not actually dislike the most. South Carolina, I dislike Florida State the most.
Okay, and Lonzo?
No, wait a minute. I tripped myself up there. According to what you asked me, you said, who do I dislike the most? I'm just going to be truthful with you. I don't dislike South Carolina. I hate Florida State. I hate Florida State.
Okay, well, Florida State is going to be for you. Lonzo, Clemson going to be for you. You're going to have to wear a Clemson jersey. And, Mark, you're going to have to wear a Florida State jersey for at least 2 weeks. Now, you can kind of specify on the time.
And what do you have to do, Harold? Harold, what the hell do you have to do?
What do you mean what I have to
do? Yeah, what do you have to do? You just get to divvy out the punishments? What are you, the judge? The people's court?
Your
punishment?
Listen, that's separation. I was involved with that. I had to wear Clemson for a month.
Okay.
And listen, listen, if you just like Florida State and Lonzo, he's a South Carolina man, had to put on a Clemson jersey and you a Florida State T-shirt jersey, and come to work for 2 weeks in it, hey, I think that's a good bet.
Okay, Harold, thanks so much for the phone call, buddy. Always good to hear from you. I like Harold trying to give the punishments, but there's no punishment in there for him at all. No, Harold, we mess with you, man. We kid because we care. Lonzo, you had sort of a squeamish look to your face at the thought of you wearing a Clemson.
It wasn't squeamish. It was actually, I've done that before. So
you've done that before?
I've lost. The worst one was I ended up having to put Clemson magnets all over my car. And the disdain from people who drove up beside me. And my daughter did not want to get in the car when I picked her up from school. She turned around and walked the other way, which the teachers all there thought was hilarious because they heard about the bet. So I've dealt with that sort of thing before. I can endure that. Lamb chops would be worse to me. But, you know, if you want to go with that, I'm all for it. But here's the thing. I'm not buying a Clemson jersey. So someone would have to bring one in.
Okay.
Are you going to go buy a Florida State jersey?
What is your size?
In Jersey, it's either a 2X or a 3X, but okay. I want a little bit of room. Jerseys are tend to be tighter.
Get him a 3X, ladies and gentlemen. Get him a 3X because LeBron James is about to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay? So a 3XL Clemson jersey is in the offing for one Lonzo Reitzel.
That's like 4 years from now. Who knows what I'm...
It's not 4 years from now. It's less than 2 years from now, okay? 2 years from now...
So do you think you'll be the same size you are now in 2 years?
I hope I'm smaller.
Okay, there we go. That's what I'm saying.
I hope I'm smaller in 2 years'
that's
time.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm working on it, man.
So you don't want to wear a dress. You want something snug. You want to be able to show off the guns. So let's just wait on this. If that's what you guys want to do, I'm fine with it.
Have you ever said to anybody that would they like two tickets to a gun show? And when you said that to them, Lonzo, did they say back to you, do you mean water pistols?
I am not cheesy like that, so no, I have never said that.
No, that's
before.
Never happened to you? Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Very sorry to hear that. So our guy Diddy is at something called Gather Greenville right now, and it's all about beer, and they've got this big awning, and a lot of people are in line, and I'm looking at his post right now on Facebook, and he says, so Gather Greenville is amazing, and then he writes, which I think is so apropos, considering what I want to discuss here, our little city is becoming a big city right before our eyes. Your little city, ladies and gentlemen, the upstate, a collection of small towns with Greenville as its center, with Greenville as its hub, with Greenville as its central landmark, with Greenville perhaps as its crown jewel, not meaning to offend anybody that lives elsewhere, but this area, of which Greenville is the center, this beautiful area known as the upstate, is booming. 200,000 additional people, 200,000 are supposed to be here in the next 20 years. 200,000 additional people. You know, you guys, the locals, might drive around and see all this construction and say, ugh. Yours truly in media looks all around and says to himself, I love it. I absolutely love it because it means our market is growing. We can be part of a booming area. It's beautiful here. The best kept secret in town is getting out. And I get to be a part of something growing that is cool and fun and hip and all of the nine yards. You know, I'll tell you, we hope to announce our new host very, very soon. Many of the candidates for the open position said to me, the following, said, Mark, the reason why I'm so interested in this job is because I've been following your social media postings for a year about how happy you are here. And I said, man, Mark Ryan, we've seen him go from Orlando to Pensacola to Atlanta to Tampa to Houston and now the upstate, and he's never been happier. If that's a good situation for Mark Ryan, it's a good situation for me. And I had multiple guys that we auditioned for this open position say that very thing to me. And I'm so happy here, and I love it. And you know who makes the place what it is? You, the people of the upstate. I absolutely love it. Then you look at the size. And as I mentioned, 200,000 increase in growth in over the next 20 years. You look at the market size, the market rankings, the upstate, Greenville, Spartanburg, etc., is now market number 58 in the radio market rankings, just past Buffalo. Memphis and Jacksonville are in the crosshairs of this particular market. And you wonder and you ask yourselves, could Greenville one day be the home of an XFL team? And you're kind of looking at this, and Lonzo, I'll be real with you, man. What we could not have predicted, and what ultimately would have been a sign of sink or swim, is the atmosphere that exists. But I think the star power of Vince McMahon has brought the atmosphere. They've brought the atmosphere. The star power of Vince McMahon and the style of play has brought the atmosphere, and it is awesome to see. Now, up until this point, we've just seen markets that have already been homes to NFL teams. I was actually surprised by this, Lonzo. I did. If you're telling me, okay, would the XFL work better in an NFL market or in a market that doesn't have an NFL team? Like for me, how San Diego didn't have the first XFL team is beyond me. This is a city, poor city that's had their hearts ripped out. They're San Diego Chargers leaving town. But you got Houston, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Seattle, New York, St. Louis, which used to have an NFL team. D.C. and L.A. have NFL teams, right? And they've largely gone with markets that have already had teams. It's a strategy I would not have foreseen. Do you see this changing? And could Greenville, in fact, be a city, be a market that the XFL considers down the line? Because it's a little slice of gold here, man. You're right in between Atlanta and Charlotte, okay? If you decide you don't want to go to Atlanta or Charlotte, you want to go somewhere in between, boy, you're a couple-hour drive away if you live in Atlanta, if you live in Charlotte from an XFL game. If you live in this area, now you have a professional team of your own. Folks, I have no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If there was an XFL team here, it would be massive. It would be massive. And look, in Houston, they're averaging 17,000 fans a game. Our Greenville Triumph team averaged 4,000 fans a game last year. And that was outstanding. And the fans were wonderful. But this is the XFL. This is football. This is Vince McMahon. This is national television. I believe, Lonzo, that this area could deliver 17, 25, 30,000 fans a game. The location of the stadium would be paramount, but if you think about it, if you think about what this market is ready for, I believe this market is ready today to support an XFL team. Am I right or am I wrong, ladies and gentlemen? 1-844-477-3776 is the number.
Well, you know what? When the Panthers started, they had a smart move. They came and they played in at Clemson. So you're able to get some of the college fans that way to buy into that team. And that's one of the ways that they got South Carolina to be Panther fans. And then the same with having training camp in Wofford. I think the XFL could work here since they didn't do it in the first season. This gives it, if they tried it next year or the year afterwards, because I do think it's going to last for a little while anyway, then I think it would work because you could put it either at Furman Stadium, Wofford Stadium, because those are stadiums are comparable to what they're filling up right now. And the fact that if it stays in the time period it is right now, there's not a whole lot going on. So I really do think that they could get something going here.
I know they could get something going here. I'm 100% positive. You look at the demographics of this market. You look at the population of this area, folks. The upstate is now 1 million people large. Are there 20,000 among us, 15,000 among us, in a radius of 30 miles in every direction, with Greenville serving as the epicenter? Are there 15,000 among us that would go each week to an XFL game? Boy, Lonzo, it brings to light a very interesting question. What would the team name be? What would you call the Greenville team? You know, we've got the Greenville Triumph. We've got the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, right? The Swamp Rabbit Trail. What would the team name be? I'm going to call them the Greenville Lonzo Never Been to Falls Park. How about that?
Do you want to go? I'm going to ignore that. Do you want to go with alliteration, or does it have to be? Does it have to be like the Greenville something that starts with a G? I mean,
it doesn't have to be.
Because I think those are a little more catchy.
Let's think about this. We're on the air till 7. We'll take your ideas for a would-be Greenville XFL team name.
It has to be XFL-esque, too, because they have different kinds of names.
Oh, yeah.
There's
an edge to their team names. Renegades, Defenders, Roughnecks, Guardians, Battlehawks, Dragons, Vipers.
See, I'm going to go with the GoBots. The Greenville GoBots.
What the hell's that?
It's a takeoff of Transformers.
What does that have to do with the area?
It's a G. It starts Greenville.
Come on.
Why does it have to have something to do with the area?
Listen, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to exist at Comic-Con for it to be the team name.
I'm just trying to mesh two genres together.
Greenville GoBots, ladies and gentlemen, thumbs up or thumbs down to that? And
at least I came up with the name. You didn't.
I'm thinking about it. My man on the text line says the Greenville Gridlock. There you go. All right.
That's funny.
There's no gridlock here. There's no gridlock here. There's no traffic here. Stop it. All right, coming up next, he's the head coach of Dorman High School. Thomas Ryan joins us next on the show, ESPN Upstate.
You know, in an earlier segment, we were talking about what we would be weighing in a couple years from now, and I know that I'm going to be fine. You know why? Because of the health there. Because the health there gave me a plan that is effective, that will work for the rest of my life. I know how to do it. Once you know how to do it, you always know how to do it. And the health there has a plan that not only will work for you like it did for me, it will work for a friend, a family member, a buddy at work, because you bring them in, you buy one program, you get one free. That means you pay half, they pay half, and you guys can do this together, and you will lose weight with the health there in 30 days, guaranteed, or your money back. You don't have to starve yourself. You do not have to wait for food to come in the mail or drink some nasty, disgusting shake. You know what? You don't even have to step a toe inside the gym, and you can eat fast food and carbs. Seems too good to be true, does it? Does it really? Well, if it does, why don't you check it out for yourself, because you can do it for free. All you got to do is go to idaregreenville.com, fill out some information. One of the health care coaches will bring you in for a free consultation, get you on the way to losing that weight. Go to idaregreenville.com today. When you're there, make sure you tell them that Lonzo dared you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Folks, we have a major announcement to make, and it's just come down, and we will be doing that hopefully in this hour. So we look forward to that. You guys know we give you breaking news on ESPN Upstate, powered by Radio.com Sports. This is a whole different breaking news that we have today, Lonzo, so we look forward to sharing that with you here in the hour. But joining us right now, what a special guest this is. Folks, I mean, there are feel-good stories in sports, and then there is what we are witnessing right now in our own area. Per ESPN.com, the number two program in the nation is right here in the upstate, Dorman High School. I'll tell you, Coach, they corrected me. I called it Spartanburg. They told me it's Roebuck. People were going back and forth on whether it's Spartanburg or not. But in any case, Coach Thomas Ryan joins us right now on the show. Coach, great to have you on. Congratulations. And I truly feel the excitement from our community here with what you guys are doing. How are you feeling?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today. And yes, the Lord's really blessed this program, and a lot about a coaching staff has been outstanding, and a lot of good players, great players that's come together with a mentality, a special we mentality, and have really played together, been selfless, and it's just been a fun ride. And now, you know, it's playoff time, and so all that other stuff doesn't matter. And tomorrow night is where everybody's 0-0, and it's important that we're ready to play.
How do you foster that environment? How do you encourage that environment of the we mentality, right? Because by and large, we all grow up, and some people, honestly, Coach, are interested in the WFM radio channel. What's in it for me, right? And so to be able to successfully do that in an environment where kids are trying to get scholarships, stats equal scouts' eyes. How are you able to do that so successfully with only one basketball?
Well, I think it starts with the character of your kids. I mean, these are some families that are incredible. They've been in our program for a long time. Miles and PJ, who are the face of our programs, PJ going to Clemson, has signed with Clemson, Miles with Butler. Those two guys epitomize what you want in a student athlete and being selfless. They pull for each other. And then the other thing, I think it does take time. You know, we've won three consecutive state championships, and so you are fostering a culture that each year your next batch realizes this is who we are, this is what we demand, and this is what we want to be. And I think that's exciting to see this all come together with this team, that we are being recognized on a national level. These kids have won two national tournaments in the Chick-fil-A Classic and the Beach Ball that kind of put us on the map around the Christmastime area. But, you know, I do think it is the character of those guys. But it is something also that you don't just talk about. You emphasize and you preach and you make it a fabric of who you are. And I think that's kind of happening in our program right now.
Coach Ryan joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. From one Ryan to another, great to have you on this afternoon, sir. So, sir, I was very vocal and I was upset last week at the high school league's initial decision not to allow you to go to the national championships in New York City. I was expectant and grateful that cooler heads prevailed, allowing you guys to go. Can you tell us about what that process was like, initially being denied and then the approval comes in for the kids?
Well, I tell you real quick, here's how it happened. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, we got Geico Nationals contacted us that we were on a short list. And so we contacted our high school league, and they let us know that it was outside the playing season and that we would have to go through this appeals process. So we knew that the first ruling would probably be denied or was going to be denied, just based it did not fit within the framework of our constitution and rule book, but that there was an appeals process and that a broader group, the executive committee, would listen to our appeal. And while we thought this was a unique and rare opportunity for these kids to experience, and that it helped our state, it helps our kids, exposure, cultural and educational opportunity for them. And then, you know, coming off Zion and Ja, you know, the state of South Carolina basketball right now, high school basketball, is just really being exposed at a high level. So it's just this opportunity, and honestly, we were gracious and thankful that the executive committee ruled in our favor 17-0, giving our kids the opportunity to participate in that event April 2nd through 4th.
Coach Thomas Ryan, Dorman High School, joining us here on the show, the number two team in the nation. What a feel-good story for the Upstate to have these guys playing ball. So, you know, can you describe this tournament to me that's going to exist in New York, Thomas? Do the coaches in high school basketball consider this to be a viable national championship tournament for the best teams in the country? How do you see it?
Well, I think they're working towards that. Basically, different states. I think there's 8 states in the National Federation, but there's a lot of independent schools, basketball factories like IMG and Mount Vernon Academy, that they will take the top 8 ranked teams in the country that are eligible to play. And so there are some states still like our state was that doesn't allow their teams to play. So I can't say that it's definitely the top 8, but I think last year's field had, you know, all the way, I think it was about 15th ranked team in the country was the last one in. So, you know, in high school basketball, the exposure and opportunity to play against 8 other top ranked teams, you know, it is kind of that national championship feeling. And I think that Geico is hoping each state will see the benefits of this and more states allow their teams from state associations to participate with the end goal to have a national championship in high school basketball.
Coach Ryan, Thomas Ryan of Dorman High School, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. I'd like to talk to you about the State Player of the Year, PJ Hall. I got a chance to see your beautiful campus for the first time over the weekend, Coach. Again, Coach, that's not a high school campus, man. That's not a high school campus,
no,
all right?
No, we're blessed with facilities. I'll tell you that right now.
Certainly are. And somehow I missed the football stadium when I was there. I don't know. Have you ever heard that before? Has anyone been blind enough to miss the football stadium? I drove through. I couldn't find the football stadium.
I've never
stadium.
Heard of that, Mark.
No, yeah.
You've got to come back. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it takes a special person to miss that, but I managed to do just that. What makes PJ Hall the player in person that he's been for you, Coach?
Well, and I will, just a quick P.J. does. P.J. and Miles were this week both named co-5A Player of the Year. So, that's awesome that two on the same team will actually share that award. But P.J. Is a rare high school basketball skill. He's got incredible talent. He's 6'9", but the thing that makes him, he's a competitor. He's got an edge about him. He steps out on the perimeter and is a three-point threat anytime there, but also with his back to the basket. P.J. 6'9", 235. So he's a real threat. Coach Purnell at Clemson is definitely getting somebody that I would think is going to impact that team immediately. And so you just rare to find an inside-out threat like P.J. and then have the attitude that he does, the competitiveness that he has, and his work ethic. And he's just a great kid, and he epitomizes our program.
And Miles is, of course, going to Butler. What does he provide your team?
Well, Miles is just special. I don't know that there'll be another Miles Tate in high school basketball. He's a 5 years on varsity. He's going for his fourth straight state championship. He's just a few points away from becoming Dorman's all-time leading scorer. He has missed one half of practice in 5 years and never missed a game for anything. And that's just his hard work. And obviously, he's been blessed with no injuries, but he's a winner. And so with those two guys together, come together to really build that culture you was asking me about earlier. And those two guys, I don't mind saying, are the face of doing the basketball and really the face of South Carolina high school basketball.
You know, I firmly believe this, Coach. My alma mater, Florida basketball, was a preseason top 10 team. Because they're not in the top 10 right now, many fans want the head coach fired. But I think there's a lot that you cannot glean just from looking at talent on a piece of paper. If you look back to Florida's basketball history, much was expected a year they had Anthony Roberson and Matt Walsh. They had no leadership on the team, didn't accomplish much. Nothing was expected the following year. They had unknowns at the time, Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer, and Al Horford. Because of the work ethic and the leadership of that team, a team nobody expected anything from, won back-to-back national championships. You can have the talent, but I get the sense that you're incredibly proud of the leadership from those two guys.
Well, you're exactly right. There's only one basketball, and you can have all the talent in the world, as you're alluding to, and it not make a difference if everybody's not on the same page. And I even take that a step further. We're big on our bench. I mean, players on the bench, they have an important role to encourage us through our tough times, adversity. Put role players that come in, know where we want to get the shots from. So it takes an entire team totally locked into the same goal, same focus, same expectations every day. And that's hard because, let me tell you, these guys get in their car, there's brothers, there's sisters, there's cousins, their aunts and uncles. Everybody should be all region, and it just can't happen like that. And so for them to see the team is bigger and more important than individual or what they hear at home, it's just a unique and rare thing for a team like this, and this team epitomizes that.
We have a couple of questions that have come in from our listening audience here, Coach, and wanted to get to those with you here. Bryant wants to know, why can't South Carolina's colleges consistently land the big-time South Carolina player? Now, when this listener called in, I was sure to correct them about P.J. Hall, but of course he's referencing Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, my alma mater again at Florida. Coach Billy Donovan really credits Mike Miller for being the first McDonald's All-American, the first domino to drop, and then many more dropped after that. Why do you think, because this state has produced the best of the best two rookies in the NBA this year. This state produced them, but when it comes to making a college commitment, P.J. Hall's a rarity, Coach. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I think it's this. I think, you know, South Carolina and Clemson are playing in the SEC and SEC 2 premier leagues where some other teams have had a little bit more history. Obviously, Frank taking South Carolina to Final Four was an incredible feat for them, and he really wanted to catch it. It's interesting. He did that with South Carolina kids, and Darius Thornwell, P.J. Dozier were major pieces of that Final Four run. But I do think it's something that Coach Purnell and Coach Martin realize is an important piece to them getting to the level where they want to get to. I mean, both of them recruited our guys hard. Clemson went all in on P.J., no doubt. South Carolina recruited P.J. and Miles, but quite frankly didn't recruit either one of them very hard. And so, you know, and then some of it might have been you've also got personalities and do I feel like I fit into that style of basketball. So I think there's a lot more that just goes into where you're located. Clemson and South Carolina recruit on a national level or trying to. But I do think if you were to ask both of their coaches, And then from my perspective, looking at it, it is important for both of those programs to do a better job in state. And Clemson obviously getting PJ, that's a great start, getting the number one player in the 2020 class.
And then I've been trying to figure out how to most properly paraphrase this question to you, Coach, because we had a listener that said, Mark, I would love for Coach Ryan to be the coach of the Clemson Tigers. And you have a great relationship with the coaches in this area, both high school and collegiately. So here's how I'll phrase that question to you, Coach. Do you have aspirations of coaching at a collegiate level or at an NBA level moving forward in the future?
Well, no, I'll be honest. Right now, I'm blessed where I am. I love Dorman High School. This community's been great to me. I don't ever know what the future holds or what the Lord has planned for me, but right now I'm in a perfect spot, and a spot that I love. Our family loves Spartanburg, and we're just going to continue to sprout where we're planted, and that's where we are right here in Dorman and Spartanburg.
I hope it's okay that I ask you that question, Coach, and I want you to realize the place that it's coming from. People are in awe of the job that you've done. And so I think it's a natural question to ask when you've done something as impressive as you had. Do you take that question with spirit intended?
Absolutely. I'm appreciative of the success we've had. I know it's not anything that I've done. It's a culmination of an administration, facilities that you've seen, and a coaching staff, players, all kind of meshing together at the perfect time for this perfect opportunity. And we just want to work as hard as we can to be the best we can. And so it's this awesome blessing and opportunity, and I'm just thankful to be part of it.
Coach Thomas Ryan, they've won their last two games by a combined 197-75. Coach, we're trying to get yours truly and my producer Alonzo out to a game. can we come out to a game here at Dorman sometime soon?
Absolutely. You better hurry, though. First thing, the playoffs start tomorrow night. We want a great crowd there, and then Saturday night, hopefully. But, Mark, all you got to shoot me a text, man, and you're in. Let's go.
Let's go. Coach, so great to talk to you. We're so proud of you. The whole area is proud of you. The whole area is cheering you on, man. Thanks for just being such a shining star for the upstate and continued success. You've got some huge fans here, all right?
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. I hope y'all will keep following us down the stretch, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Coach Thomas Ryan, Dorman High School head coach, leader of the number two basketball team in the nation. In the nation, ladies and gentlemen. That's just so cool, isn't it? That the number two team in America. And listen, folks, we can debate whether these academies are fair or legit or not. Monteverde, an academy. IMG, an academy. Are they really schools? Are they just collections of talent, right? But realize this. Dorman High School is the number one ranked legitimate high school in America in basketball. That is insane. That is insane, and I love it. All right, coming up next, it is time, ladies and gentlemen. This has been about 2 months in the making. It is time to make a very special announcement, and we will do it next. Right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So the last couple of months have been crazy over this way. And we've done our best to continue this ship running as smoothly as possible. But as you guys know, and some of you have reached out and let us know that you've really kind of appreciated the process. You felt like you were brought into the process of finding a new host. We've had this opening in the midday show slot from noon to 3 p.m. And you've heard different hosts auditioning, and you guys have really gotten to be a part of the process. But I am pleased to announce that particular audition process has in fact come to an end. The person who won the job out of more than 300 hosts from around the country. Okay? So, like, our boss, Mark Hendricks, is the ultimate decision maker. It was an honor for me as the APD here to be a part of the process and to kind of, I kind of served, I guess, as the gatekeeper. I was listening to auditions and providing recommendations to my boss based on audio that hosts sent me from around the country. We got submissions from California, from Detroit, from Charlotte, from Florida, from Montana, from San Diego, from Portland, Oregon, from Seattle, Washington, and all parts in between.
Wait. They have radio in Montana?
They do, believe it or not.
I didn't
do.
Know that.
And so rest assured that my our boss, Mark Hendricks, and I, we have been stretched trying to make sure we listen to everybody. Because when I would apply for a job and wouldn't get a call back, wouldn't get an email back, I said, man, if I ever get to be in a position of management, I'm going to listen to everybody. Folks, we have the best host out of 300. And I am pleased to introduce to you the brand new host of the Midday Show, right here on ESPN Upstate. My friend Rob Brown joins us right now on the show. Rob, listen, man, I am so damn proud of you. We're about to tell the story of you and I, but I am so damn proud of you, brother, and I cannot wait for you to get here. How's it feel?
Well, it feels good, man. I'm really excited. You know, I was just, as a matter of fact, a couple of minutes ago, when the announcement got made, started getting some texts from some of my new friends up that way that I made a few weeks ago when I came to audition, and I told them what I'll tell you now, which is, I've been very fortunate in this job to travel a lot. I've traveled to up and down the Atlantic seaboard. I've gone out west. I've gone to Vegas. I've been all over the Southeast doing football games for different networks I've been covering for, et cetera. And the one thing that I can say is 100% true about Greenville that was not true of any of the other places that I've put in for jobs, with one or two exceptions that I've had connections to. When I stood in Greenville, South Carolina, when I was talking to people, meeting people, walking around, seeing the sights, hiking the trails, talking on the air with everybody, it was the first time I've ever genuinely been able to sit somewhere and go, you know, I could see myself calling this place home. I could feel like this is a place where I'm supposed to be. And between that and the love and appreciation that I have seen you express publicly and that you have expressed to me in one-on-one conversations about that area, man, I am very, very excited to put everything in a U-Haul and get up there and get started in early March.
So, Rob, I got to, you know, look, man, some of this stuff, you might tell me 3 or 4 months, hey, Mark, maybe it wasn't the best thing to share that. But listen, we're a transparent show here, Rob. So I'm going to share with people the following. You reached out to me over Christmas break. I believe it was December 23rd, right? I hadn't heard from you. We had been about 10 days into the process. And you and I want you to tell the story of you and I to our audience here in a minute. But we had so much interest, Rob, that I was inundated at the time. And I was thinking, man, poor Rob really wants this job, but there's so much interest. And so a few guys are well ahead of you at this point. In my head, Rob, I just really thought I didn't see it happening. And I said, Rob, can you send me some of your sound? Can you send me some of your stuff? And then beginning of January, I had some extra time. I got pneumonia. And when I had pneumonia, all I did was listen to the submissions of people that sent me audio. When I got back from pneumonia, I recommended 4 or 5 guys to my boss that deserved a further look, a further listen. And of that list, he said to me, hey, why don't we have this guy come in to audition? And lo and behold, I'm sitting to myself and I'm like, man, this has already gone farther than I thought it would. Your tape, you stood on its own, got you in here. And then, Rob, when you got here, being behind other people in the process, and I've told you this privately on the phone, brother, you had a 2-day audition. You did as well as anybody could have ever done in a 2-day audition. And I'm glad we were wearing socks because you blew them off, frankly. All right, so congratulations on what you did in your audition, on opening people's eyes in this area when we had established relationships with other hosts in the year that I've been here, being someone who provided fill-in hosts when we needed them. And you came in, guns blazing, Rob, and you won the damn job. I'm proud of you, brother. Now I want to give you an opportunity, and I'm just, congratulations, man. And I cannot wait for you to get up here in a couple weeks. I know we're shooting for first show March 2nd. Cannot wait for you to get up here. Cannot wait for you to hang, and cannot wait to kick ass with you as my teammate here in the Upstate.
Yeah, I'm genuinely excited, Mark, and I mean that. And you have been very kind from the moment I called you. As a matter of fact, it was funny when I called you back in December. I had actually moved over to Jacksonville late last year. I had taken a bit of a hiatus from broadcasting. I was working on another gig that you, as a matter of fact, were familiar with over in Jacksonville. And I was actually seeing somebody. I moved over there to pursue a relationship. And within a couple of days of each other, both the job and the relationship went away at the same time. And so I was kind of floating in Jacksonville. The job wasn't an option. The relationship was over. I was living with that young lady, so I had to find a new place to live. I didn't want to stay in Jacksonville with nothing to do there. And I called you because, and funny enough, when I called you, I was actually initially calling you to say, hey, man, you got this nice new job. You're actually, you have responsibility now, which is a weird thing to me, but I accept that. Will you help me kind of look at my resume? And I'm not even kidding. As I picked up the phone to dial you, I had just jumped on Twitter, and right on Twitter is an account that you and I both follow that basically goes every couple of days and just lists every job that's open in sports broadcasting. And right there, I think the third one that I just happened to scroll down to was ESPN Upstate in Greenville. And I said, you've got to be kidding me right now. I was calling you for help filling out a resume, and now I'm calling you to ask me or to ask if I can send you mine. And you told me from the beginning, you were like, look, here's the deal, send it. But we've been in this process for some time now. We've got a ton of interest. We've got people from every place in the continental U.S. and some abroad have sent us some information and demo tapes. So you're starting behind the eight ball. But if you want to toss your hat in the ring, you know, give it your best shot. And I did. Funny enough, I really didn't. I kind of knew that was the case, and I was really more doing it just to keep my name relevant than anything. So a couple of weeks later, it gets to be January, and then you call me kind of out of the blue and say, hey, man, look, you've earned an audition. Get up here. You got 2 days. As a matter of fact, I think you guys called me either like late on a Wednesday.
Late on a Wednesday and said, we need you on a Monday. We need you on a Monday. Can you get here?
It was like the end of business on Wednesday. And you said, we got an open mic for you to audition Monday and Tuesday. So cancel weekend plans, got an airline and an Airbnb up there, flew up there Sunday, did the show Monday and Tuesday. And again, you told me face to face, you said, look, here's the deal. Phenomenal audition, but the reality is we've got a handful of guys that have been in this hunt from the very beginning and are, you know, they're just ahead of you in the process right now. So be prepared. When I came back, I honestly, I didn't hear from you guys for, I want to say like a week or two. You and I had texted back and forth about the audition, really, but nothing about the job.
Correct.
So I kind of got to the point where I was like, it is what it is. I gave it my best shot. I was very proud of the shows that I did, and that's really all I could ask for myself. But the next day, that next Monday, did Mark Hendricks call me and say, you know, if you want it, it's yours. And
you're the guy. You're the guy.
Amanda. The plans and the prep have been made. I am excited to get up there. I know that you've told the story a couple of times. You and I have known each other. It's got to be coming up on 10 years.
It's coming up on 10 years. Hang on the line, Rob. We'll share the story with you next of the new midday show host here on ESPN Upstate, Rob Brown. On and congratulations right now on with Rob Brown. Congratulations in order because he is our brand new midday show host, noon to three. First official show with him here will be March the 2nd. He's on the line right now. And Rob and I kind of go back a little bit, man. I feel old, Rob, saying we go way back. But I guess we're getting to that point now, don't we, man? I want to hear your story.
You are getting to that point. Well, I'd like to clarify.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We hereby rescind the offer. Rob, Rob, why don't you share with our audience the story of you and I and how we came to be in a reunification here, man.
First and foremost, I'm happy to do that. But when this movie gets made, I demand Bradley Cooper play me because we look so much alike. Mark and I, you guys, we met, it had to be 8 years ago. I was ballpark 24, 25. I had been on the air in Destin, Florida, on a station that broadcasted between Pensacola and Panama City. And I'd had my own show in the mornings there. And done most of the afternoon work for the better part of a couple of years at this point. And anyway, I show up to work one day and I get off the air and the boss calls me into the office here and he says, hey, we're bringing in this guy to come do the morning show with you. You guys are going to be partners, co-hosts, but you're also going to, since you've been producing the whole time, you're going to be the executive producer, but you're going to share hosting responsibilities. And so anyway, it turns out, meet the guy the next day, because that's when I found out I was getting a co-host for this show I had been doing for a couple of years at this point. And in walks Mark Ryan, who at that point looked significantly younger than he looks right now. Mark rolls in and we start doing the show. And I heard someone who describe us as oil and water. Who was that? Oh, yeah, that was you that said that.
Yeah.
So Mark walks in and we start doing the show. And for the first however many months it took, the show was – it wasn't that it was bad. It was just organized chaos because basically what you had was a kid who was 24, 25, me – kid who was 24, 25, who had been given not one, but two of his own primetime shows, had been basically carrying a station as the only on-air talent for, at this point, a couple of years. And in comes Mark, who thinks that he owns the joint.
Yes.
And it's his show. And, you know, I'm just there basically to be Mark's, his color commentator, if he allows me to even.
Man, that sounds so familiar. It sounds so familiar.
It was perfect. And the best, so basically for, I don't know, I guess maybe the first 6-8 months or so, Mark and I were effectively doing two different shows, but on the air at the same time.
Yeah.
So it literally, at one point, and I don't know if you remember this, at one point, it would literally be Mark would host a segment, and then I would host a segment.
Yeah.
And they were just, there was just whatever we wanted to do. So it basically was two separate 1.5 hour shows, alternating segments one at a time over the course of 3 hours. It was bad. But at this point, I think it came down to you had a 24-year-old hothead personality who had been in charge of this station, who was refusing to give up airtime. And then you had career guy Mark, who was the one who was willing to hop the country to find the perfect place for him. And he finally did in Greenville. And I can tell you all sincerely, he has told me off the air, and I hope I'm not spilling beans here, that this is it for him. This is his stop, that this is the perfect place, and it's what he's been looking for. And I am very much hoping that it ends up being the same for me. But anyway, so you had two very different personalities running two different shows for a very long time. Until one day Mark told me that he was out, he had enough and he was moving on to another station. And at the time I was glad he was gone because I was relieved I got my show back. But at this point I'm happy that he left because I've watched him and I followed him since then. And funny enough, it has been ridiculous communication through Twitter and the occasional, hey man, I'm here. Can you help out? Hey, I need this suggestion. I need an idea over the phone. Since then, and I can say
hold
this
that. Hey, Rob, hold that. Hold Mark, that, yeah. Rob, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll continue on the other side. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.